Evening, everybody. How are you tonight? It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. It's 8:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. This is The Fakeologist speaking. We do the show Sunday through Thursday around 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And I'm coming to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the world's first post-nation state. And I like to talk about media fakery. I like to talk about computers, technology. I like to talk about the audio chat. I like to talk about all kinds of stuff. As you know, Valisette and I have been working hard to give me a new computer that we've built ourselves. He helped choose and I put it together with the help of the junior fakeologists. And the other benefit is Valisette has been helping go through all my bootstrap patchwork systems to help improve because he likes computers, he likes technology, he likes radio talk shows. There's all the stuff we both like at the same time, and he's enjoying helping me, and I'm enjoying letting him help me because he's making improvements. If you look at the front page of the website, you should see a new front page at fakeologist.com. If you click on fakeologist.com, you'll see a very clean front page. As you can see here, the blue pill, the red pill, and we've got links to a couple of our major parts of the blog, the forums, FakoTube, the Discord, and the coronavirus hoax. And if you click here, the coronavirus hoax, you will get to this page, which has been somewhat neglected. It's got to be at least 6 months out. It hasn't been updated, I have to admit. But how many of us are tired of talking about this whole coronavirus thing anyhow? And you can see there aren't a lot of people looking at the different videos, maybe a couple. Those are just my favorite links, but this is been long since neglected. It's been neglected for quite a while, I have to admit. I'm on to doing other things and have different interests. And today, of course, if we go to the news, the PSYOPs of the day, which we will do, what happens if we go to news.google.com? We'll see, oh, we're up to 1-8 now. 1-8. Aces and eights, as Mr. Miles Mathis says, from milessmathis.com. 18 killed, including the gunman, and dead man don't talk. 18 students and 3 adults. So we're rapidly trying to create the biggest school shooting of all. And as you all know, it's most likely an ICE event, integrated capstone event, ICE, where the law enforcement agencies, including the feds from the Department of Homeland Security, get together and run an event. And the main purpose is to drive the idea of guns out of the American psyche. Now, one of the best places to do the research is Infinite Plane Society. And he has a Discord that maybe I shouldn't even be highlighting it. But my goodness, this is his think tank. And you're looking at it on the screen. And I don't have much to say about it because I just heard about the headline tonight. But if you go to the Infinite Plane Society's Discord, which I'm in now, these are the guys that are doing the cutting edge research for sure. And I don't know when this thing was announced. It's probably announced this afternoon. And these are the guys that are right on top of things. So let me just try and make the screen a little bigger if I can. And I've got some new equipment here, guys. So bear with me here. I don't know if you can see this all that well. Let's see when it started. Okay, so it's an active shooter at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. And by the way, I'm going to put the numbers on the screen here. This is going to be a hodgepodge show because I had a guest scheduled. And if you go to fakeologist.com/live, you'll see that Lioness of Judah was supposed to come on tonight. It's a woman who lives in Toronto from Russia originally. She was due on, but she's not feeling well. So she called me and we talked for a couple hours on the recorded 810-666-1984 line. And unfortunately, I did record it, but I didn't ask her if I could play it. Maybe there was a couple things she might not want mentioned on air. So we're not going to release that, but she will be in sometime maybe this week to discuss. So if you want to... Bella said and I are working on the phone system. We have some ideas about the phone system. We have the Discord, of course. We have the phone system. So who wants to call in on the new phone system? Because we're making some changes on the phone system. Bella said is very interested in virtual or PBX software, and that's what my phone bank works on, PBX, virtual PBX. And if you call in at 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984, you can help test it out. Because apparently we have some kind of system going on here. And just let me see if I'm going to try and call it myself. If I can figure out how to make a phone call on this thing. So I'm going to dial it now. I'll dial the Canadian number. 902-400-1984, and let's see what we hear.
Thank you for calling fakeologist.com. If there's a live show on now, please wait for the fakeologist to finish with other callers. If there's no show on now, please hang up and tell fakeologist to put on his voicemail. Thanks for your patience.
Okay.
Thank you for calling fakeologist.com. If there's a live show on now, please wait for the fakeologist to finish with other callers. If there's no show on now, please hang up and tell fakeologist to put on his voicemail. Thanks for your patience.
I guess we haven't fixed that yet. I'm going to go in and fix that.
Thank you for calling fakeologist.com.
Okay, so it needs some work. I think Velocet's working on that part yet. So let me just see if I can tune that up so you guys can get through. Because as it stands now, I don't think you can get through. Going to tune that up. And maybe I'll play a report while we're waiting here. What's the latest here? CTV News? Is there any audio? Oh, I think the Presidente is... I think he's already been on. Here we go. Let's see what he's got to say. Thanks for watching. So we've already missed it. Do we want to watch our crime sinister?
My heart breaks for those impacted by the horrific school shootings in Texas. There's the students, the parents, the teachers, the entire community. I've had their lives changed forever.
Well, they're dead. Yeah.
Unimaginable event. All of Canada grieves with our American friends in this terrible, terrible day.
Thank you. Good evening. Again, briefly, as of now, we're still working on this active investigation. Once we're able to provide information to the families, we will do so. First and foremost, obviously, our priority
Thank you
is
for
to
calling fakeologist.com. If there's a live show on now, please wait for the fakeologist to finish.
Secondly, once we do get some information that we can release to the public, we will be doing that. So please know once we do get some information, we will share that with you and call another press conference. Let me assure you, the intruder is deceased, and we are not actively looking for another individual or any other suspects in this case. We definitely ask you all to keep the family,
Thank you for
the families that are involved in your prayers. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you for
Here
calling fakeologist.com.
Statement
if there's a live show
questions
on,
is our superintendent, Dr. Hal Harrell. Good evening. This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come. A few announcements that we need to make is beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m., we will have...
Can't the mayor use proper grammar? My heart is broke. Couple announcements I has to make. Come on.
Brief counseling and support at the Civic Center for our students, our staff, community members, anybody that needs to come at that time. And we may be there more than one day, may be there several days. Our Rob staff will meet at 8 a.m.
Thank you for calling fakeologist.com.
The Civic Center as well. We'll begin with visiting with them and seeing what those needs are. School will be closed. The school year's done. We'll have no school.
School year's done already?
Thursday. All activities are canceled throughout the district. No graduation is on people's mind.
I don't know when the normal school year ends in Texas. I think it's a month earlier than Canada and starts up a month earlier.
We will come out with a notice on that at a later time. All the staff members, they will report to their campuses, other than Rob campus, which will come to the Civic Center. Again, my heart was broken today. We're a small community, and we will need your prayers to get us through this. Thank you.
Is that sincerity or
again,
what?
This is a tragic event in our community. We are very sorry that we cannot provide you more information, but greatly appreciate your patience and understanding during this very...
But nobody knows anything? I mean, does this seem real to you? Or does it seem like an integrated capstone event?
Very difficult time. We ask that you pray for all of the families.
Well, let's just pray, but we know nothing.
And be safe.
And there's certain...
We begin with breaking news.
And be safe.
In the United States, a scene of indescribable horror at an elementary school in Texas. The details are...
Where is the horror?
A mass shooting leaving more than a dozen students dead. It's being called incomprehensible. 14 children and one teacher have been killed.
The gunman opening fire in a town west of San Antonio. This is an active situation at this hour. CTV's Zarada Allman is tracking
it's not an active situation. They already said, everybody go home. We found the guy. Don't worry about it.
Newest development, Zarada. What do we know at this point?
Well, Michelle, this is still a developing story.
This is a news anchor interviewing a reporter in the studio. So she absolutely could know nothing from Canada. Let's go look at the governor, see what he has
first,
to say.
First, I want to tell you that what happened in Uvalde is a horrific tragedy that cannot be tolerated in the state of Texas. And there is swift action being taken by local law enforcement as well as the Texas Department of Public Safety. They obviously now know who the shooter was, and the shooter is no longer alive. Let me give you some details, and then I'll give you a summation about that. The shooter was Salvador Ronas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased, and
dead.
Is believed that responding officers killed him.
Believe all kinds of beliefs, no facts, just beliefs.
Officers were struck by rounds, but have no serious injuries. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Department is the investigating agency. And we will provide them and the city of Uvalde substantial investigative and
patrol. The school has their own police department?
Patrol assistance. We're in the process of obtaining detailed background information on the subject, his motive, the types of weapons used, the legal authority to possess them, and conduct a comprehensive crime scene investigation and reconstruction, and identify and interview all witnesses and provide victim services and other support as needed. Victor Escalon is the Texas Department of Public Safety South Texas Regional Director. He is on the scene, and everything that can be done will be done. In addition to that, it is being reported that the subject shot his grandmother right before he went into the school.
Oh, man. That's tough.
And there is, I have no further information about the connection between those two shootings. And the subject is reported to be a student, to have been a student at Uvalde High School, and is a U.S. citizen. Bottom line is this, however, and that is, when parents drop their kids off at school, they have every expectation to know that they're going to be able to pick their child up when that school day ends. And there are families who are in mourning right now, and the state of Texas is in mourning with them for the reality that these parents are not going to be able to pick up their children. Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened at this crime scene, and then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools. I'll be happy to take any follow-up question about that that they may have. That is the information that I have. The it's my understanding that two officers were shot, but other than the wounds they sustained, they will not be fatal shots. They were going to survive their being shot.
We know nothing.
Good afternoon. As she mentioned, I'm going to make a statement, and at this point, we won't take any questions.
Well, they can't even get a good mic on this guy. He's coming only on one side of the audio.
We'll give you a time where we'll be addressing the media soon. At approximately 11:32 a.m. this morning, there was a mass casualty.
11:32. That's not approximate. When you say 11:32, that's precisely.
Incident.
Here's your Masonic numbers, by the way.
Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. School has children that are in second, third, and fourth grade. I can confirm right now that we have several injuries.
Why is it a high school here in the picture? Second, third, and fourth grade? Is that high school? I don't think so.
Adults and students, and we do have some deaths. The suspect is deceased at this point. DPS is assisting with the investigation. And at this point, the investigation is leading to tell us that the suspect did act alone during this heinous crime.
Heinous? Is that hyena?
Notified, and we are providing services to them as the district should. As far as the rest of the district is concerned, safety measures were taken to make sure that we had a safe release for the rest of the district for throughout our city of Uvalde. And we had numerous law enforcement officers and agencies that assisted with the safety release for those students.
For the QAnon cult
and their prayers, I hope you do as well. And we also want to respect the privacy of the family. Everything is still being worked on. And again, we'll notify the parents and the families as soon as we have some news for them. Thank you so much.
We greatly appreciate your understanding and patience with us. Please know at this time, we are only making a statement. We will be releasing more information as the investigation continues. We appreciate your courtesy. At this time, it concludes our press conference.
In other words, they know nothing. I just tuned into Tim Osmond's channel here. We can see what Tim's talking about.
That JFK Jr. is coming back from the grave to save them. To run as VP in 2024 alongside Trump.
Okay. Let's look at Tim Osmond's. And I don't know what's wrong with my phones. I actually, Felicet's working on them, but I don't think I can get through on my own phone line here. Let's just try one more
Thank
time.
Thank you for calling Fakeologist.
No, sorry, it's set up to my voicemail, so I'm sure Felicet's working on that. We'll leave that as it is for now. So I guess I'm not going to take phone calls. I guess I could start Skype-y up. Skype. You want to dial into Skype at fakeologist.com. Find me on Skype. Let me just see if, let's see how that works. Yeah, so if you hit me up on Skype, you can do that. We also have a Skype number that we may or may not keep going. And what is that number, you ask? If you go to fakeologist, fake11.com/audio. They set up the phone number for the audio chat. Whether we're going to keep it or not is another question. If you go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. So the number is, let's see here, audio chat. Sorry, I'm all over the place today. Oh, 810-275-0700. 810-275-0700. You can call me in on that. That should work. And let's take a peek at, what should we look at here? Let's look at Tim Osmond's Discord and see what we have here. We can tap into their think tank and see what they're thinking. So here's the think and let think. And so it started around 11:30. So you're going to get nothing until, let's see how fast they got on the case here. Someone is making a joke about John the Bond talking about no more monkey business. Okay, so here we go. Da-da-da-da. Okay, the first guy to mention it was at 1:30, active shooter drill. This person is saying the last one was Sandy Hoax. So it started off at least one shot. Shooters barricade inside school. Large police presence. That was at 1:45. And I guess that is... I guess that's my time. So Central Time, is Texas Central Time? Let me just look here. Let's look up our times, make sure we got the right timelines here. So we can go to date and time, I believe it's called. No, that's not it. Let's see here. I know I have the time converter at fakeologist.com/live. I've got a time converter here. Let's just take a quick peek here. Check your time zone here. So here's the local time. But let's see. So local time is 1:45. Okay. And let's check out Uvalde. Uvalde, Texas. So it's a 1 hour time difference. Yes, so it is Central Time. Okay. That's Central Time there. Oh, at 12:30, this is when these guys are typing this in. And let's just keep going here. Tim Osmond said at 3 o'clock, which was 2 o'clock Central Time. So that's the school. Together we rise is the slogan on the school. Your cooperation is needed at this time by not visiting. That's a great idea. Okay. What else do we got here? And here's a picture Linda's showing of the schoolyard from Google Earth. And I'll bring that up. Sorry, guys. There we go. To do too many things at once. So Google right away had this Robb Elementary shooting icon on their map, which is interesting. Okay. So that's that. Let's keep going. Yeah, Google Maps had it ready to go on the maps right away. Linda says the picture of the school is not the way it looked on Google View. Interesting. Okay. What else we got here? At 4 o'clock Eastern or 3 o'clock Central, it jumped up to 14 people. All right. The Sandy Hook Promise. Train students and adults to know the signs of gun violence so that no parent experiences the tragic preventable loss of their child. well, at least by gunfire. Can't do much about vaccine damage. All right. Just some monkeypox stuff. Just some more links. Okay. What else we got here? Up to 16 at 442. Linda thinks it's going to go to 33. What else we got here? This is the IPS Discord server. You guys can join for $2 a month. Just go to infiniteplaneradio.com or .live, I believe. On 4chan, they say, this is your shooter. Okay. Right. That's your 18-year-old shooter. 18, I tell you, the 18-year-olds are making a comeback. Yeah, Citizen Z said he's white enough to be a white supremacist. Of course. His name is Salvador Ramos. I don't think he could be a white supremacist with a Hispanic last name. Is this his something profile? Salvador, the biggest op? Who knows? What's that about? The biggest op. Gunman identified. Wow, people are so overweight. Every single person. So overweight. Even the security guards look pretty big. Second, third, and fourth grade students are the victims. Wow, another grainy, horrible picture. Looks like Michael Jackson a little bit. What am I getting a message from Bella set here? Yeah, I was trying to take calls. All right. Bella sits working on the phone system. All right. Yeah, they call them troons here. What's it? Anyone know what a troon is? Is it like a cartoon, a true cartoon? I don't know what that means. I'm learning new words all over the place. I'll just put up the show title again today. FAK 539. We're just trying to figure out the Texas shooting here. Got Tunax in the chat tonight. I think Tunax is in Texas. I think Gabriel's in Texas too. Tunax says it's a trans girl. Yeah, stupid. Dr. Carver's dead. Yeah, no. Sandy Hoax was December 2012, I think, or December 14th, 2012. And Gabriel, the school only had third and fourth grade. Yeah, that's crazy. How's that possible? Okay. Let's get back to the Discord, the IPS Discord here. What else we got here? What does it all mean? This guy says, I'm assuming it's a hoax or too early to call it. Why is it too early to call it? It's almost always going to be or always going to be an ICE integrated capstone event. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the crow. Mosman says it looks like the crow. That's interesting. And there's Richard Ramirez that someone put a link to. Yeah. Look at the face. Interesting. Same look for sure. What else we got here? Here we go. Same crappy picture. Online extremists turn shooters into saints. Really? Let's take a look at this article. Online extremists turn shooters into saints. Experts worry others aspire to join the ranks. I don't think so. Oh, don't link to a paywall site, guys. Come on, stop it. Pay to subscribe. Yeah, I don't think I'm paying for that. Okay, what else we got here? Looking through here. More strange pictures. Is that supposed to be a tranny shooter? Straight up troon. Okay. I should have background music while I'm reading. It's another picture with NASA? You got to be kidding. Salvador. Video footage of the lockdown. I don't think we need to see that. Okay, what else we got? Temporarily closed school. Okay. 715 Old Carrizo Road, Uvalde, Texas. When was it temporarily closed? Okay, as of a couple hours ago, the death toll is up to 21. This one says the sharpshooter is more skilled than Lanza. I think this is a phony picture. I think someone's just doing their photoshopping early. Okay. We had Biden yapping earlier about this. Yeah, Tunax, it's a distraction. The WEF treaty is happening. Yeah, for sure. Well, it's to usher in, to bring America into United Nations alignment, for sure. Well, I don't see a lot of info here in the IPS Discord server right now. A lot of the same images keep getting recirculated here. So make sure you tune in to IPS. He's talking about this now. Tim Osmond has a backup number. Okay. Okay, that's it. So we're going to have to wait till tomorrow, I guess, if we want to get some more info on this. Let's bring up the Fakeologist blog and take a peek at what's going on there. What do we have at the Fakeologist blog right now? Let us check over here. Read the blog. So the main blog page is here. So click there. We're going to bring up the blog right now. Okay, the Eyes is watching. I promote this guy's videos. He's fantastic.
Steve Eyes, you're on the Eyes is Watching channel, May the 21st, 2022. As the globalist takeover continues, the distractions escalate substantially. The scumbags in charge are doing everything in their power to keep us focused on small, irrelevant events as they carry out the rest of their Luciferian agenda. Digital IDs rolled out right as the manufactured collapse of the airline industry takes place. First, they'll ban the short flights, which they're already doing in places like France, and then they'll go ahead and ban most. Your digital currency credit points might not even allow you to purchase the tickets. Or even if you had the money, they'll start charging you a carbon tax that's so ridiculous, only the super rich will be able to afford it. Remember in 2019, they were talking about credit cards with carbon emission spending limits. Yes, that's right. Ask yourself, why would they want to stop traveling altogether? Well, because they know you're trying to find them. The demonic filth that are pulling this off want to track and trace people and determine who's a good citizen up to date on all their poison shots. That's right. A bad social credit score means you will not be able to get on a plane because you might be trying to look for Klaus Schwab. And they know people are after them too. Just look at articles like this, people. Swiss military gives Schwab 5,000 troops and no fly zone for Davos summit. This man is protected exactly like Darth Vader is. Soon he's going to start building a Death Star. You better believe it. This man, I don't even know if he's a real person. It might be a deep fake CGI simulation.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that statement. Maybe this is a deep fake. Has anyone seen Klaus Schwab walking around anywhere? Is he still alive? And if he died, would they keep him going as a CGI character?
Somewhere. I'll get into that a little later. But look what it says here. The Swiss government will deploy as many as 5,000 military personnel to support local police.
Isn't that amazing? Davos is being protected by the Swiss guards. Aren't they supposed to do the Vatican? That is fascinating. 5,000 Swiss army guards protecting Davos.
Air Force jets will again circle above to enforce a no-fly zone. This is insane. Geneva-based WEF says the meeting will bring together more than 2,000 globalist scumbags and experts around the world, some experts, somewhat smaller than some past meetings. No government or corporate bigwigs from Russia were invited because of the Ukraine war. Big bad Russia. We all must team up against them and form a one world government. It's the only way. Topics on the agenda include pandemic recovery, tackling climate change, the future for work, accelerating stakeholder capitalism, and harnessing new technologies. New poison death shots for the population is what they will be discussing, of course. World Economic Forum was talking about these credit cards with carbon emission spending limits in 2019, conveniently right before the pandemic took place. Plandemic. The more you look into these articles, the more you find they've been preparing this for decades. People were indulging in their basic consumerism and living in ignorance to these globalist organizations.
All right, that's Eyes is Watching, and he's on Rumble, and he is fantastic. And I'm going to link to his site there if I can see what I'm doing here. Eyes is Watching. Type it in here. Eyes is Watching. Yeah, make sure you subscribe to him on the Rumble there. 48 Podcasts. He's fantastic. I'm just going to fix up my link to this guy so you can find his stuff. I'm going to do some editing on the fly here. And put it in here. Go. That way you can find it. Sometimes I put the original link in FakoTube, or other times I'll put it in the blog post. So that's what I'm trying to do there. Let's go back to the blog here. Another guy, Harry Vox. He's been talking about 9/11 stuff for a long time. And he starts off doing a analysis of the Buffalo shooting. It was only a week ago, I think. And on BitChute, they even put it not safe for work. And this video exceeds your sensitivity preference. So let's watch a bit of Harry Vox here, even though it's covered up.
Okay, we're going to go frame by frame for all these fucking people that are insisting it's fair.
Now, Harry Vox is, he's somewhat interesting, but a lot of people are accusing him of being a government op, where he's trying to attack those that auto hoax things. So you can see him with his big mouth there.
Like, I know, because I'm a ballistic expert. Or, you know, you're a forensic expert, I'm sure. So let's go frame by frame, and we'll just see what's happening. So we've got two people that are in the entryway. They've got the woman and the black guy behind the car. Black car.
His BitChute okay, so channel is Unsafe Space.
Looks like a white woman. And then we got these two people in the entryway, one wearing an orange, one wearing a green top, and then we have the black guy behind the car. Everybody says the black guy never got shot. Well, I'm not so sure about it, but let's take a look here. Okay, so let's step through it frame by frame. Here we go. Put it on here. So the kid gets up. The kid gets out of his car. She starts walking forward. He comes out, says, he's points his weapon at this person, and he... We see...
Now, that's a white guy, a white person. I thought he was going after the blacks in Buffalo. But the first one he allegedly takes out is a white one.
And we do not see this woman taking the dump, taking a fall. So it's I'm assuming that the first muzzle flash didn't get to it because the...
If someone's pointing a gun at you, are you just going to keep walking and stand there?
The flash of that muzzle and the woman's head... jerking back should have been instant, so I'm assuming the first shot did not strike the woman. And then if we, I don't have the sound, but I think there was, he's doing a series of shots. Now, so he, first one, maybe he pulls that muzzle twice because, I don't know, I think her, we would have seen the reaction to her right away. So the muzzle flash, as soon as the muzzle flashes, that bullet has already hit her because it's a, the frame... The this guy's camera is at fastest 30 frames a second. That's the fastest his camera is going to be. So this is a 30th of a second. If her head by the second frame hasn't kicked back, that muzzle flash did not hit that woman absolutely positively, bullet doesn't take more than a 30th of a second to strike the target from that distance. By the third frame, we see some kind of sign, but we don't see the kind of impact that we would expect to see. So maybe it was a glancing blow or whatever. We do not see brains splattering. So this is the muzzle flash here. Here we go. And as soon as that burst of smoke came out, her head should have gone back, and it didn't. So that's anomaly number one.
And oh, so he is actually breaking it down, I guess, assuming it's all fake.
Here's the second frame after the muzzle flash. Her head should have already splattered out. This is 2/30th of a second. The bullet doesn't take that long to get downrange. So that's two anomalies here. And now, I don't see a third, second muzzle flash, then she seems to appear to go into this motion, but it's her head. And then there's a muzzle flash. That's the hit shot. But so she doesn't know what's happening. So the first shots, if that muzzle blast hit, that bullet passed by her and did not strike her. Now watch this one though. So she's a little bit nervous because she heard a bullet whiz by her. I've had bullets whiz by me. I know what it sounds like to have a bullet whiz right by your head. I'm not going to.
All right. So that's Harry Vox, linked on fakeologist.com/blog. Okay. Here's my talk yesterday. I talked in the afternoon with Northern Tracy about monkeypox. Have a listen to that. Wow. We got 20 people listening. Thank you, Northern Tracy. She linked it on hers. And yeah, I'm already behind here. So this is Tim Osmond on his blog, timosmond.blogspot.com. This is where he breaks down the Buffalo shooting psyop, as he calls it. And if you go to the top of his blog, let's see if he's got anything even more recent. So this is a blog you should bookmark. So he hasn't done anything since Saturday where he was talking about gorillas are fake. And Tim Osmond has all his links. So I tell you, the ICE, they keep us busy all the time. Integrated capstone events. Like today we have a new one, 5/24. So we just keep going here. And, going to put here, social media is a mirage. And the point is that Elon Musk is helping expose the idea that Twitter is just a phantom social media site. Almost everyone there is fake or bots or controlled by the military. And the whole point of Twitter is to shape opinion, culture creators. Here we go on Twitter after 1 hour. This person here. Who is this person? Somebody who just joined last year. And of course, now we have all the alleged victims of Uvalde. 4 times 4 is 16. But who is this person? They're already going nuts with it. This just came up at 8:11, so an hour ago, and it's already got thousands of retweets and quote tweets and likes. So who is this person? Ms. Keen. Okay. What tweets does this person have? Most likely a phony account. Again, Twitter is used to basically shape opinions. So most of these Twitter accounts are fake. So this is supposedly somebody talking about the Mandela effect. Looking at these tweets, I really don't think we're dealing with a real person. They're retweeting the number 18 here. I would say this is a phony account, a bot account. And this may be a tribute to Tim Osmond, where he talks about Scooby-Doo dust. Justice, and this person is retweeting a Scooby-Doo cartoon frame. Interesting. You see the rabbit holes you can go down? I'm just digging down one single tweet and looking at the profile of someone who has really done nothing, and all of a sudden, all these stupid ads on Twitter, all of a sudden is posting the pictures of you, the Uvalde ICE. Everything else is an irrelevant, foolish tweet. You look through there. And then all of a sudden, this person was able to assemble the pictures. How? Where'd he get this picture? Where'd he get this collage? Give me a break. Give me a break. So these are just fictitious Twitter accounts. So Twitter is used to create trends, to create waves, and it's no different from the fake phone callers to talk shows, to the letter writers and to newspapers of the past. Absolutely off the charts manufacturing of consent, basically. Manufacturing consent. That's what it is. And that was just one thing I clicked regarding Uvalde. Uvalde. If we click Uvalde, the hashtag, this is already going to the top. This is the top tweet on Twitter, as you can see, and it's going up exponentially, I guess viral, as it were. So this is another controlled opposition account, Sebastian Gorka. He's a huge account. He is going to promote the idea that it's a real story, but the FBI knew about it. This is the false flag narrative. So he's also a top one. So they're trying to manufacture consent to get rid of gun laws. Basically to overturn the Second Amendment. Not one person is going to, and here we have the teacher, alleged teacher, Eva Morales. Okay. We're going to just focus on the victims. We're going to hear the Second Amendment was passed in the 1700s, 2022. F the Second Amendment, it's outdated. Okay, yeah, right. Why was the Second Amendment passed? So that's what we're manufacturing consent. They want some. They're coming up. They're coming out against Ted Cruz, the senator of Texas, where they just praise the heroes. Again, the people that are in government, the Texans or the senators, the congressmen, they're never going to acknowledge an ICE event. Let me just look that up for you. ICE. DHS. What is it? Okay. I guess I have to type it in. Integrated Capstone Event. Department of DHS. Come on now. Let's just check YouTube then. The DHS site is too slow. Center for Domestic Preparedness.
Right now, the ED is completely full, and on the floor, we have 10 available beds.
The Integrated Capstone Event, or ICE, is an exercise that we put together using multiple courses here at the Center for Domestic Preparedness, or the CDP. And we'll add an additional day to their training so they can work together and exercise and utilize those disciplines and those activities that they learn throughout the week and put them into practice.
Only 260 2,665
views. We facilitate 3 structured planning sessions for students to participate in during ICE week to start the integration.
And I like the comments here. Here is a list of some capstone events. Sandy Hook, school shooting, Boston bombing, the Pulse nightclub, and many more. This is from 4 years ago. Kind of funny that people are catching on, so I'll put a link to that if you guys want to go make some comments for these guys. It's hilarious. I'm going to put this link in tonight's show notes so you can take a look. But this is what it's all about, people.
Integration of all the disciplines and all the classes together. The first planning session that we do is the overview of the incident action planning process. We also provide information on the incident command system structure because we want to have students during that first planning session focus on task organization, understanding where they fit into the ICS structure and how what kind of resources they have available so they can start the planning process. Because on Thursday, before their event, they will be tasked to actually brief an incident action plan of how they are going to respond to the event.
What I really liked about the week is that we start slow and then increase in intensity. So we're doing classrooms, we're learning, we're listening, and then we start to do tabletop exercises that make you think on the spot a little bit more. Then they heighten it by bringing you into these various exercises, and each day the exercises get more intense, harder, and force you to react more quickly and think more sharply.
It's either respirators above 30, cap refill above 2, or cannot do.
The second planning session that we host, we actually take the classes through the interactive map that shows all the CDP venues. So where every class is set up or where they can set up during the ICE. After that, we allow additional planning time, so they take into account all the locations available to them, and they can start that planning process for when the event does occur, how they're going to execute their plan.
We work together every day, but we don't work together. And now we're all kind of on the same page. We understand each other's challenges, the challenges inside the hospital, outside the hospital. They understand some of our challenges in an EMS world. And then you mix in a little bit of hazmat, explosion, disasters, and it just forms a team. It makes us understand.
Okay, here is the thing I thought I put on FACO too, but I'll play it out.
We have, as part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington.
This is Eric Holder, 1995. This is what it's all about, people. This is what these ICE are all about, integrated capstone events.
D.C., and in particular, our young people. They are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men, are fascinated with violence, and in particular fascinated with guns. And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that it's not acceptable, it's not hip to carry a gun anymore. In the way in which we've changed our attitudes about cigarettes, you know, when I was growing up, people smoked all the time. I mean, both my parents did. But over time, we changed the way in which people thought about smoking. And so now we have people who cower outside of buildings and kind of smoke in private and don't want to admit it. And that's what I think we need to do with guns, really change the way in which people think about that, think about guns. Now, this is not going to be something that's very easy to do because we are, quite frankly, fighting something that appears, you know, every day on television, on the radio, in our popular music, in movies that these kids are exposed to. It will be an effort that will entail things that I'm really not familiar with. I think I'm a pretty good lawyer, but we need to get really innovative, creative things that are going to grab the attention of these kids and change, as I said, the way in which they think about guns. And so what I've asked is that the creative community in Washington, those ad agencies that create these snappy ads and make me buy things that I don't really need, devote that talent in a more constructive way so we can get at the minds of these young people. This informational campaign, I've also called on the newspapers and the television stations to devote to us time and space so that we can get these ads, so we can use these spots, and not to give us 1-2 o'clock in the morning ads when nobody's watching, but at the time when people, particularly young people, are watching television, so that when they're watching, you know, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Martin or whatever else they watch, and yeah, I watch those things once in a while, so that they'll see these ads and they'll be grabbed by these ads. I've also asked people who have influence over youngsters, entertainers, athletes, to be involved in this program as well. But not only them, community leaders, Jesse Jackson, Mayor Barry, people who have credibility with young people should be on the television, on the radio, as much as we possibly can, and telling these youngsters that it's wrong to carry a gun, and that if you have information about people who are carrying guns, you've got to share that with Chief Thomas and with his people as well. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that would just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds, so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information on.
There you go, Eric Holder. During a 1995 speech, the public needs to be brainwashed. So daily or weekly active shooting drill, ICE, integrated capstone events, that will do the trick.
In each other's roles a little bit better.
The final planning session is actually the presentation of the incident action plan that student leadership and all the classes have been working on all week long. This is where they present to everybody, to students, facilitators, instructors, controllers, and evaluators, so they know how students plan to act if and when an incident does occur. It's also important to realize all these planning sessions, even though they facilitate, we have instructors that facilitate, they are all student driven to force that integration and interaction between disciplines.
I mean, the biggest thing is trying to figure out those main goals and objectives that you want to meet and how you want to respond to those goals and objectives, and see how it filters down throughout the facility itself. So it helps to, like I said, that whole main common operating picture, you know, and kind of does like a real nice summary of what we need to be doing for whatever operational period we set.
Something like this was so organized and so well thought out, and to have team leaders ahead of time address mission, plan, improvement, sustainability.
All right, guys, I'm going to post that in the links for tonight's show. This has been the Fakeologist Show. We do the show Sunday through Thursday around 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you like the show, send me a link. Or send me an email, rather, at im@fakeologist.com or fakeologist.com/donate if you want to donate. Thanks to Dirty Benny for the donation for the last show. I think he enjoyed it a lot. So if you enjoy it, please help promote, share this stream out, and let others listen. And maybe tomorrow we'll have our guest that was supposed to be in today. Meanwhile, we're making improvements to the phone system, and we are making improvements to the audio chat, and that is taking up lots of our time as we figure it out and record greetings and voicemails, and that's what we've been up to. So let me just have a quick one more time look at the chat tonight. Thank you guys for coming out. Gabriel and Anthony Stark, Tunax, Jacquois. Yeah, thanks everyone, and see you next time.